so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, which is what we do every single Wednesday night. We boogie back to Texas here on the Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM. KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. And we do that by listening to songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in. The past couple weeks, Terry and I have been watching the series on the Vietnam War by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick on PBS with some fascination, with a few emotional flashbacks, and frankly, some amazement about some of the things we didn't know at the time. Made me wonder what Texas musicians have had to say about the broader topic of war, whether it's in Vietnam or anywhere in time. And there's no lack of voices, and so tonight we're going to hear at least some of them. Many songs related to war are about individual soldiers as a way to either glorify them or to use their stories to make a broader point. And I have a number of these lined up for tonight. Let's start off with a slow and somber one. Here is Patti Griffith and her song, Not a Bad Man.
Sleep now. sleep is silent as the snow. But I am not a bad man. I just wanted you to know.
18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there. Gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile. And he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? Folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name Red, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow. Too young.
The Chicks with Traveling Soldier from the Home album. And that band was formed in Dallas in 1990. And Natalie Maines, the lead singer, is from Lubbock. Her dad is a great musician on pedal steel, among other whole bunch of other instruments. He's also produced a lot of records, including that record, Home. Before the Two Chicks, we heard Patti Griffin with Not a Bad Man. That was from her album American Kid. It was released in 2013. She's been a really prolific songwriter with covers from a whole lot of people. Patti has sung with a variety of folks, but my favorite group that she has sung with is called the Sweet Harmony Travelin' Review. That included Buddy Miller, Gillian Welch, and David Rawlings, who's a great guitar player. She had a really long-term relationship with Robert Plant that ended in about 2014, but during that time, she and Robert lived in Austin. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher. Tonight, we have a show filled with songs about war. We just heard two stories of individual soldiers, and now let's turn to a trio of songs that depict scenarios in which there might be no war. Although, if you listen to the three closely, you're going to see there's not much agreement on the possibility of no war. We're going to lead off with a great songwriter and protest singer from the 1960s, a guy by the name of Phil Oakes, and his song about a universal soldier. And his song is I Ain't Marching Anymore.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a-marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a-dying, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a-marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed 1,000,000 men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a-marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a-marching anymore. I ain't a-marching anymore.
The king of Sor, he called for a war, and the king of Sam, he answered. They fashioned their weapons, one upon one, ton upon ton. They called for war at the rise of the sun. Out went the call to one and to all, that echoed and rolled like the thunder. Trumpets and drums, roar upon roar, roar upon roar, rolling the call of come now to war. Throughout the night they fashion their might, with right on the side of the mighty. They puzzle their minds, plan upon plan, man upon man, and the dying of dawn, the great war began.
it's over before it begun. Two little kings playing a game. They gave a war and nobody came. And nobody came. And nobody came. And nobody came.
There's a big brown cloud in the city and the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn the water and the gasoline car is gone. When an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home. One of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. All right, Marky. Here comes Don. You don't have to get high to get happy. Now just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door, does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
Merle Haggard with Rainbow Stew, a bit of a sarcastic description of the likelihood of there being no war and that we would take care of pollution and all that kind of stuff. And even a president saying that what he's going to do when he gets into the White House, or any politician doing that. That was taken from the album Down Every Road, and that song was recorded live at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California in 1981. And Merle's connection with Texas is that he lived in Texas at age 14, and because he had run away from home in California, and he and a friend rode freight trains and hitchhiked all over the state. Before Merle, we heard The Monkees with Zor and Zam, a kind of an optimistic scenario of what if they gave a war and nobody came. And that's a phrase that we saw all the time in the 60s and 70s. That song first appeared on the album The Birds, The Bees, and The Monkees in 1968. They sound a little bit like Grace Slick and the Jefferson Airplane in that some of that acid rock feel with their guitar in there. I like the militaristic drum tempo on top of the anti-war lyric. That works pretty well, I think. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees was born in Houston. He moved to Dallas, and his mom invented a little something called liquid paper, which was a typewriter correction fluid for those youngsters out there who have never touched a typewriter and don't know what the need for liquid paper would be. We got off with Phil Oakes, born and raised in El Paso, and his song, I Ain't Marching Anymore. His father was in World War II, and when his father came home from the war, he suffered from bipolar disorder and depression. Later in his own life, Phil suffered from the same diseases as his father, and in addition, a little alcoholism, a lot of alcoholism on top of that, and he eventually took his own life in 1976 at the age of only 35, but not before writing a whole bunch of songs about war and civil rights and labor struggles. He and Dylan had a pretty friendly rivalry. He's been he's got a really interesting history that I'm going to check out in more detail in future shows. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are spinning some tunes from Texas musicians about war on a show inspired by the series on the Vietnam War by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. So we've heard a couple of songs about individual soldiers. Let's hear three more. We're going to start off with Airborne Ranger Infantry by Christy Lee Cook.
My daddy was a soldier in a foreign war, but he doesn't like to talk about it anymore. He kept a picture of my mama right by his heart. He'd give it one last look before the fighting would start. He said, all I ask is that you don't forget, 'cause the war not over when the fighting ends. There's a part of me that will always be just a boy in a hole with an M16, Airborne Ranger Infantry. I left my best friend lying in a pool of blood while I crawled away through the brush and mud. If I could choose to go back again, I'd die lying there next to him. Still see his face when I close my eyes, and I won't forget his sacrifice. And there's a part so the world will remember my name. I did it for my family and my country, and my brothers who died right next to me. And all we ask is that you don't forget, 'cause the war's not over when the fighting ends. There's a part of us in a hole with our M16s, haunted souls and memories, Airborne Ranger Infantry.
Folks born made to wave the flag, oh, they're red, white, and blue. But when the band plays Hail to the Chief, they point the cannon right at you. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no senator's son. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no fortunate one. Some folks are born silver spoon in hand, Oh, don't they help themselves? But when the tax man comes to the door, Lord, the house looked like a rummage sale. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no millionaire, son. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no fortunate one. Some folks inherit star-spangled eyes. Oh, they will send you down to war. And when you ask them, how much should we give? They always answer, more and more. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no military son. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no fortunate woman. It ain't me, it ain't me, fortunate one. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no fortunate son.
Steve Earle from San Antonio, and the Mercenary Song, about a group of people who probably have been around since almost the first wars and money at the same time. I think it's kind of a chilling, but well done song. Before Steve, we heard Todd Snyder and the cover of Fortunate Son, and one of the things I really like about doing this show is discovering people that I've never heard of, or playing music from people I had no idea were from Texas, like Phil Oakes, whom we heard earlier. Todd Snyder is one of those discoveries. I really liked his approach to this song. He was born in Portland, but he moved to Houston when he was younger. At age 15, he ran away, went back to Portland. But his brother lived in Austin, and his brother bought him a ticket to move to Austin. And when, after seeing Jerry Jeff Walker in a local bar in Austin, Snyder decided he didn't need no stinking band to be a musician. His career's really taken off from there. He played for a while in Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band. He's recorded a bunch of albums on his own, including a tribute album to Jerry Jeff Walker that was released in 2014. I got to check that out and see what it's like. We let off with Christy Lee Cook and her song Airborne Infantry Ranger. Interesting to me, some lines of that song were taken from poems that her father, who was a Vietnam vet, had written. She did some. She was born in Seattle, right around here, and she moved to Dallas in her late teens, did some modeling and some commercials, and released her first album called Devoted. And then she performed at Cowboys Nightclub in Arlington, Texas, which is outside of Dallas. She did that for about 2 years. She was on American Idol, and she continues to record and do TV. So we're here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes about war, inspired by the whole show is inspired by the Vietnam War series. In addition to songs about individual soldiers that we also have some songs about battles. We're going to go down south, first with Tanya Tucker, her take on The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
The Duquesne is my name, and I drove on the Danville train. Yes, so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond and fell. It was a time that I remember oh so. Chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need, leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people. Like my father before me, now I'm a working man. Like my brother before me, yeah, I took my rebel stand. For he was just 18, proud and brave, when a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise a cane back up when it's in defeat.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Johnny Horton with Battle of New Orleans. That won a Grammy, that song did, in 1960. Also in 1960, he had hits with two other songs, Sink the Bismarck and North to Alaska, which was a title song out of a movie. Well, he died at the peak of his fame in a car wreck in November 1960 in Milano, Texas. He was driving home from a performance at the Skyline Club in Austin. He was raised in Rusk, Texas, which is deep in the heart of East Texas. Before Johnny Horton, we heard Tanya Tucker and Tanya Tucker with her version of Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. The song was originally written and performed by Robbie Robertson and the band, and Tanya herself is from Seminole, Texas, but that's way in West Texas near the New Mexico border. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host Jeff Fletcher playing songs about war. Thanks for listening. So many, if most of the songs about war are in many cases, inherently protest songs. Some are more overt than others. And coming up are just a few protest songs about war. And leading up is Sheryl Crow and God Bless This Mess.
Daddy's in the hallway hanging pictures on the wall. Mama's in the kitchen making casseroles for all. My brother came home yesterday from somewhere far away. He doesn't look like I remember as he stares off into space. He must have seen some ugly things out there he just can't seem to say. Oh, God bless this mess. God bless this mess. God bless this mess. I got a job in town selling insurance on the phone with Robert and Teresa and two con men from back home. Well, everyone I call up doesn't have the time to chat. Everybody is so busy doing this and doing that. But something has gone missing and it makes me kind of sad. Oh, God bless this mess. God bless this mess. God bless this mess. I heard about the day that two skyscrapers came down. Firemen, policemen, people came from all around.
The smoke covered the city and the body counted rise. And the president spoke words of comfort with teardrops in his eyes. Then he led us as a nation into a war based on lies. Oh, God bless this mess. God bless this mess. God bless this mess. God bless this mess.
That was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Find the Cost of Freedom. I took that from their So Far album, although they've got a pretty good live version of that on Four Way Street. What a powerful song, and the amazing harmonies we've expected from them. We claim Texas musicians because Stephen Stills was born in Dallas, and David Crosby spent some time in jail in Dallas. Before Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, we heard Sheryl Crow and God Bless This Mess, a rather scathing condemnation of the Iraq War. Cheryl was with Lance Armstrong for a few years and lived in Austin much of that time. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. We are playing some songs about war. And just a little story. I graduated from Miami University, Oxford, Ohio, 45056, in the year of 1970. And obviously, it was a time of pretty amazing changes and turmoil. And why I think the series on the Vietnam War has struck such a chord in Terry and me, and I'm sure in many others. On April 15th, 1970, my senior year, it was a clear, beautiful day in Oxford, Ohio, and late in the afternoon, there was a student rally focused on two issues. The first was to have more diversity on campus. We had about 13,000 students at Miami at the time, and I think less than 100 were African-American students. And the second issue, of course, was the Vietnam War. Word started to circulate at the rally that students were going to take over Rowan Hall, and Rowan Hall was the Navy ROTC building, and the students did. And a band set up inside, and I and a whole bunch of students were hanging out in the building. We're kind of talking about both those issues and listening to the band, which sounded pretty good. At about 9 o'clock or so that night, think about 9 o'clock, the dean of students came in and announced that anyone who stayed in the building would be expelled for trespassing. And I confess, as a senior due to graduate in a month or so, I decided to leave that building at the time. 168 students did stay. And when we left the building, we saw the Ohio State Highway Patrol that night. And the next few days, we saw school buses filled with Butler County police in riot gear. And we found out later, there also were prison guards from a nearby prison who were hardly trained to deal with students in this kind of a situation. At what seemed to be about the most crowded time that students were leaving the building and others just kind of milling around, Ohio State troopers fired tear gas and trapped some students between two walls of tear gas. Think about that. It's about 10 o'clock on a beautiful spring evening on a college campus. So there were a lot of students around. And I ran back to where I lived and I changed my sandals for my running shoes and got something around my face to ward off the tear gas as much as I could. And I headed back and there was just chaos. And during the whole course of the evening, and about 180 students on campus were arrested, including 168 in Rowan Hall. And students in the dorms and the fraternity houses opened their windows and they put speakers in them and they played some pretty loud music and music that you might expect. And here's one of the songs that we heard a lot that night and over the next few weeks.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Of course, that is For What It's Worth from Buffalo Springfield, a band that was formed in L.A. in 1966 and consisted of Stephen Stills on guitar and a whole bunch of other instruments, Dewey Martin on drums, Bruce Palmer on bass, Richie Ferrey on guitar and vocals, and Neil Young on guitar, harmonica, and piano. It got their name, by the way, I think I mentioned this before in the show, from a brand of steamroller that was made in Springfield, Ohio, and that steamroller itself was parked outside their manager's house where Stills and Richie Ferrey were staying at the time, and all they could read on that steamroller was Buffalo Springfield. The song was written by Stephen Stills and recorded on December 6th of 1966 and released as a single January of 1967. It really wasn't an anti-war song, although it's obviously that it works extremely well as an anti-war song. Instead, Stephen Stills was inspired to write it because of the Sunset Strip curfew riots that happened in November of 1966 in L.A., locals were tired of all the traffic and general congestion that were caused by all these people going to clubs on the strip that started to get really popular down there. And the city passed a local ordinance to stop loitering and enforce a strict curfew. And rallies were held, and eventually some trouble broke out over the next few weeks, and ultimately that led to some clubs to shut down. A little protest song that Stephen Stills wrote about that. Song still obviously feels appropriate even today. And I said that the Miami riots began on April 15th of 1970, and a little more than 2 weeks later, the Kent State confrontation, call it what you will, happened when four students were killed on Kent State campus. And Kent State was just sister school of ours in Miami. And it happened on the 4th of May. And here is a little song about that. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Ohio. And that version was from a live album called Four Way Street, compilation of songs from their tour from the summer of 1970. It was in support of the Deja Vu album. Fast forward a couple of years and into August of 1974. I was traveling down in Mexico, and Nixon finally decided that he needed to resign, given all the furor around the Watergate scandal. And I was in Mexico, and a friend of mine and I went up to a bar that was also the place, the camping headquarters for where we were camping outside of Mexico City. We watched Nixon resign while we were there. And here's a little song from Neil Young, who is when Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young were on tour in 1974, about that same occasion, which is Nixon resigning. Here's Goodbye, Dick.
Goodbye, Dick. Goodbye, Jim. I really can't believe you're gone, but I saw you walk across the White House lawn. Goodbye, Dick. Goodbye, Jim. Goodbye, Rosemary. Goodbye, Rosemary. I saw you take your typewriter out the White House door. I don't want to see you type here anymore. Goodbye, Rosemary. Goodbye, Rosemary. Yeah, this is a little tune. Kind of short, too.